This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's go back to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Jay in Texas on Jade Helm. Jay, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
God bless you, Alex. I just want you to hear this scenario and see what you think. Operation James Held 15, you have these expanse over 9 states. And with that, with the open border and these Islamic camps, then ISIS fighters pop up. Then it shifts from there, from a training thing to a real scenario where you have Boston bombing style searches for people that did like the 2013 Silicon Valley power grid attack.
I've heard this scenario from actually police I know who are speculating, but they say the problem with a drill this big is that if the word is there's going to be a bunch of Boston bombing or mall shootings, and that's come out in the news, even the FBI said that after I talked about it, they're saying ISIS is in all 50 states. They believe they're going to start attacking. They think the Southwest is the target. You have a Southwest drill that's a cover to pre-position troops. The troops aren't part of it, but they leave the border open, the feds do, to allow the infiltration. Then the troops think they're the saviors. The public now accepts permanent military occupation under the cover of getting rid of ISIS. I've heard that by some smart people.
We have thousands of bin Ladens somehow that we always have to hunt for in country forever and a day.
That's right. And then they build up the paramilitary force like the Patriot Act and the rest of it, and they flip it onto the gun owners and the veterans, which, again, we told folks they would do, and they've now done. Yes, that's the scenario. It's why they've given the Stinger missiles to Al-Qaeda. It's why they've armed them and turned the Middle East over to ISIS, is so they can then launch attacks, which they'll be launching legitimately. I mean, they really hate us. They're a real terror group. But that attack will be used to take our freedoms, absolutely.
And the troops that refuse to go along with it will be interned. The people who refuse,
they'll be called traitors who were fighting for ISIS. Yeah,
they'll be labeled conspirators or enemy combatants and taken away. And at the same time, while they're searching all these homes, then they're going to be taking guns and they're just going to be separating their wheat from the chaff.
Incredible point. In fact, we should take this 5 minutes, just this call, and make it its own special report, and then add the Boston bombing material, the other information. That's one real possible scenario, because we can show people the Army War College reports saying, in the future, we believe the Tea Party will link up with Al-Qaeda. Everybody knows the Tea Party's one problem is it might be Islamophobic. I mean, it just goes too far in some cases. With the jokes and racial comments towards Arabs and stuff, in my view. To say that the Tea Party would work with radical Islamicists is just like saying Superman works for Lex Luthor. It is upside down. Or it's like saying Martin Luther King was a Ku Klux Klan Grand Dragon. It's just not true. But that's the narrative they're pushing, and what you're saying is one of the main scenarios, and I think you're really on to something. You can close out with any other points you'd like to make, Jay.
I typed up a paper on this. I wish you had a fax number that I could ship it to you.
Yeah, why don't you just email it to showtips@infowars.com?
Okay.
Or do you not use email?
I try not to. I had a very dark blue helicopter 2 days ago fly right at the back door of my house, about 70 yards.
Brother, everybody thinks if they fight the tyranny that they're going to get spotlighted. The answer is be out in the open, and then people in the system will actually hear what you're saying and admire you. Most of them are compartmentalized and want to know what's going on. But, yeah, they have private, corporate, government, military flying around with ground-penetrating radar, scanners, looking through everybody's walls. They claim it's the war on drugs. It's really just preparing for warfare against the people. So if you got a paper you've written up on this, you should just email it to InfoWars.com. If it's a good paper, we'll publish it. Show tips at InfoWars.com. Thank you. Great points, Jay. Yeah, it's time to step up, folks, and step out and just be out in the open. I mean, we're already all on a list, folks. It's time to fight in the InfoWar.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. For much of the hour, we have Dr. Joseph Mercola joining us, always extremely informative, to cover a host of really exciting things, very, very positive things that are unfolding and happening, also some negative things. And then in the last 10 minutes or so, I will, if you want to hold, go to Julio and Chad. Spencer says the military cover-ups. He wants to get into intel on that front. Todd and others that are patiently holding. But before we go any further, Benghazi panel has summoned Hillary Clinton, a House panel today, that's Tuesday, formally requested Hillary Clinton to testify about her private server and email account she used while serving as Secretary of State. Representative Trey Gowdy, chairman of the Select Committee on Benghazi, hope he doesn't fly on too many airplanes, sent a request to Clinton's personal attorney, David E. Kendall, requesting that Clinton appear before the committee under oath. It's illegal what she did. We have video of Judge Andrew Napolitano on InfoWars.com saying Hillary could teach Nixon a lesson about destroying evidence. Clinton's one device excuse proved to be a total lie. Now it's a iPad and other things. It doesn't matter. She was absconding, doing official business, violating the Open Records Act on a secret phone and system to hide what she was doing from Congress. So that's up on Infowars.com. The story that's really hot that should be red link at the top. I want to move it back to the top, actually. Russian analyst calls for nuclear attack on Yellowstone National Park. This is like a guy that has Putin's ear. This just shows how the rhetoric has risen to this insane level after U.S. generals have called for, quote, killing Russians in large numbers. So that's up on Infowars.com. But the reason I like to cover this subject is within this issue we're about to cover is a blueprint to save the world. Quite literally. Voting with your dollars, voting with your choices can change the world. I talk a lot about this. 20 years ago, you couldn't find organic food, but in, you know, novelty stores in mainly liberal areas. That's a positive thing that so-called liberals were into. Now it has basically begun to unseat even the mainline supermarkets. They're getting out the fructose corn syrup, the high fructose, the saying they're GMO-free. McDonald's says they're going to pull, torture chickens that, you know, live with all the antibiotics and all the garbage. They claim they're going to pull the bovine growth hormone and all the serious issues there that's banned in Europe out. I mean, every day I see major manufacturers. General Mills a few weeks ago said they're going to start moving out of all this. And that's because of the pressure you've put on them. I've put on them, countless others, the food babe, but nobody has been around for 20-plus years like Dr. Mercola, the very tip of the spear doing that. He also raised a lot of money through their organization to try to pass the initiative in multiple states where they outspent them 10-1 in most cases, Big Pharma, the genetic engineers, Monsanto, to stop labeling, but still exposing it in that campaign just got people to start doing even more research, and now you've seen McDonald's losing money, stores closing all over the place. If we can stop the Frankenfoods, if we can stop the toxic drugging of Americans, if we can expose why we're the most unhealthy, the most obese, the highest diabetes, on and on and on, the highest breast cancer in the world, then we can reverse the entire other arms of this hydra. Dr. Joseph Mercola, again, joins us for the next 40 minutes or so, and his website's Mercola.com, and he's a medical doctor but holds other degrees as well. I'm not going to go into all that. Most of you know who he is, but he is a major game changer across the board, and it transcends the left-right paradigm. It's something that unifies us all together in health, in wellness, in sanity, in prosperity, in goodwill towards others, and in reclaiming our lives from a bunch of wild corporations that have gone wild, who also want to shut down alternative medicine and alternative, you know, old-fashioned clean food. So it's not just that they want to push all their garbage on our kids and the rest of it. It's that they are seeking to monopolize the markets even further, especially now that the world turns against them. So the battle's joined. I wouldn't say we're winning, but we've come from being in a coma 20 years ago to now being awake. The sleeping giant is awake. What is the sleeping giant going to do now? And how will the Lillipullies, the corporate Lillipullies, how will these amoral sociopaths respond? So we're going to cover it all with Mercola and get into a bunch of very important news. GMO critics, vindicated biotech corporations are pushing fraud all along. GMO bill intensifies federal food fight. The Hill. What they're not telling you about Monsanto's role in Ukraine, 17 scientists speak out, Monsanto's Roundup is cancer-causing, the UN comes out and says it looks like that's happening, huge win, former Monsanto employee fired from major scientific journals, editor position, they put their people everywhere, Monsanto's charts are flashing warning signals before their earnings, Monsanto faces Roundup scrutiny ahead of earnings, weed killer long cleared is doubted, pesticide lobbyist refuses to drink glyphosate after claiming it's safe to drink. I mean, this is what we've got here with Dr. Mercola. I'm going to skip this network break coming up so we have more time with him. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on. I know you don't like the attention. You just want to, you know, be free, be healthy, and it's a win-win situation for everybody. But, wow, you've got to be feeling really good right now.
Well, it's exciting to be involved in the process. You know, the basic premise here is that you can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. And that's why I'm so grateful to media sources like you that help counter the misinformation and deception that's going on a regular basis.
Absolutely, Dr. Mercola. Can you do me a favor? Can you turn your external mic down? I think your output's up a little high. Can you turn that down for me just a bit? Thank you, doctor.
Oh, sure.
Thank you so much. Again, Dr. Mercola, Mercola.com, is our guest here today. And, of course, we carry a lot of his information at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well. Dr. Mercola, let me ask you this question. Where do you think we are in the fight? Do you concur with what I said earlier in that three-minute intro, or what can you add to that?
I think we're making clear progress. I'm just adjusting my settings. Is that better?
That's a lot better. Thank you.
Okay. So we're making clear progress. There's a lot of the long road to hoe, for sure, but there's more and more people who are being aware. On our site alone, we've had a 50% growth in visitors to our site, and last year we had 80 million unique visitors. So that we're getting the word out in the education component, there's no question. But, you know, when people come to our site, the challenge is that we give them these stories like the ones you just referenced, but it's difficult to integrate that all together to a foundational strategy to take that information and to integrate it into a plan that you can use to change your health, which is why I wrote a new New York Times bestseller called Effortless Healing that's compiled this in a simple, easy-to-understand, practical plan.
That's right. So it's one thing to just talk about the victories we've had. What about going to the massive people? That's the reason you're on today. I forgot to mention it. EffortlessHealing.com, the new book about how you can quickly, easily change your life.
Yes, by applying this information that's out there and easy to do. And I can give you a few examples. This is not necessarily information that people know about. And one of the surprising ones in there is that sitting is the new smoking, and that sitting more than 3 to 8 hours a day, like many of us do, can radically increase your risk for diseases like lung cancer. So it's a simple strategy that you can intervene. There's more than 10,000 studies that show that this is a clear thing. That's why I'm standing down when I'm talking to you. But just simply sitting down will increase and rapidly accelerate your development of so many chronic diseases.
And by the way, we're trying to go in that direction now where I have the crew on the radio
great.
TV studio
awesome,
rotate
Alex.
To where most of them are standing, and they actually like it more. It was their idea a few years ago when we built the new studio to do this, and I'm even looking at for part of the show, in fact, I did it some last week, to doing part of the show standing.
Yeah, well, kudos to you because I've interviewed Dr. Levine, who is a researcher at Mayo Clinic, and he's a consultant for many Fortune 500 companies. And when they integrate this plan, they notice that not only do people, the employees of these businesses feel better,
more
their
productive.
Activity goes up and their profit level of the corporation goes up. So it's a win-win-win all the way around. It just doesn't really cost much except to maybe make the conversion to a stand-up desk.
Well, that's why in the military, in the command centers, especially on ships, you stand up. For most of your watch, because they found sitting down, you turn into a vegetable.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, it's not intuitive because many of us understand, appreciate the importance of exercise. And in the book, I go into the differences between regular exercise that most people do, which is the traditional cardio aerobics, and the benefit of actually exercising in a more concentrated form in something that's called high-intensity exercise, that you can cut your exercise time down by 80% or so and receive even more benefits. So simple changes that don't necessarily cost you anything, in fact, save you time, effort, and money.
Well, I can't wait to read your book. Give us some of the more of the amazing tricks that folks don't know about, because I mean, I just learned the last few years about the standing thing, and I've also just learned about the high-intensity workouts that are a lot quicker but more productive. What else is in there?
There's so much information, but let me highlight on ones that goes off of some of the articles that you just reviewed. One is the importance of our second brain and the connection to our primary brain. So you're saying, well, what is that connection? Well, the big, you know, one of my big passions is to help eliminate the genetically modified foods in this country. Why? Because most of those foods are loaded with glyphosate. It's a poison. It's an herbicide that's sprayed and to the tune of nearly a billion pounds every year worldwide. And the average person is consuming about 200 pounds of this food a year. So, and you say, so what? Well, this chemical has been shown to be and proven to be a very potent bactericide. In other words, it kills many bacteria. So what? Well, it turns out we have 100 trillion bacteria that mostly reside in our gut. And when you kill, selectively destroy a large number of these beneficial bacteria, you also decrease these bacteria's ability to produce nutrients. Like there are certain, there's 20 amino acids, and a certain percentage of those are what we call essential amino acids, meaning our body can't make them. We rely on these bacteria to make them. And there's three aromatic amino acids. One is phenylalanine, the other is tyrosine, and the other is serotonin. I'm sure many of you, your listeners, have heard of serotonin. 90% of the serotonin that's made in your gut is made in your gut and not in your brain.
Wow.
So serotonin is a potent neurotransmitter, but it's also a precursor for another neurohormone called IGF-1, insulin glucose.
So we have these factories of different bacteria that are in our gut. All this pesticide and garbage, herbicide, pesticide, is in there killing them. And then I know from reading your literature and others.
We're eating it.
Pardon me?
Most of us are eating it.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not because it's not labeled and not aware, and it's in almost every processed food that they can purchase.
Wow. And then is it true that then bad bacteria kind of replace them in that food chain in your gut?
Nature abhors a void. So if you kill the beneficial bacteria, it's filled with the pathogenic disease-causing fungi, yeast, and viruses.
Wow. Please continue. This is incredible.
Yeah, so now with the serotonin, so you radically decrease your serotonin. So what is serotonin? What does your body use serotonin to convert it into? Tryptophan. Tryptophan is also an important component in serotonin for making melatonin. And melatonin not only decreases cancer, but it also is an important hormonal regulator that helps with our sleep. So just there's enormous consequences. And the serotonin is this neurochemical that helps decrease the risk of anxiety and depression. And one out of four of your listeners from 40 to 50 women are probably taking antidepressants or anti-anxiety agents. It's crazy. I mean, it's an epidemic proportions. So these are the things that I review in the book that help people understand these and simple strategies that you can use to avoid these toxic influences. And you're right. And ultimately, it involves this collective effort where we understand what those choices are. We go to the grocery store and we vote with our pocketbook. And because we limit their ability to sell these items, then we decrease their purchasing. We are making progress. And one of the articles that you briefly alluded to, I don't know if you had it on previous shows, but I believe last week the World Health Organization classified glyphosate as a class 2A carcinogen. Is a major strategy and a huge.
That's right. They classified it. Then Reuters and AP said, whitewash it, and said the UN says it may be a carcinogen. No, they said it's a carcinogen.
Yeah, it is. And as they did, the World Health Organization did a few years earlier, and said the same thing about cell phone radiation, was class 2B. So these are pernicious influences that we all have an opportunity to relatively easily avoid. And that is, it's a simple strategy, and it's a win-win-win when people understand this and take their initiative to ideally grow your own food. And so what can you do as an alternative? Well, ideally, locally grown organic vegetables. But one of the simple strategies that I advocate is growing your own food in as sprouts. Now, typically, many of us have tried growing sprouts, but we've done it in glass ball jars. But if you actually soak them for about 8 hours and then rinse them for another 12 to 24, and then plant them in a potting tray about 12 inches, literally from time that seed to about 10 days, you can harvest sunflower seed sprouts that would cost you $7 a pound if you purchase them in the health food store, but you can grow them for like 10 cents a pound. And these sprouts, they're 30 times more nutrient dense than organic vegetables you can grow in your backyard.
So this is literally a college education book on everything you've learned condensed in to really teach people things they can do to change their lives very quickly. I haven't read the book yet, but I know it's gotten amazing reviews. What about SSRIs, since you mentioned those? Paul Watson wrote back on Thursday, guessing that the kamikaze pilot over in Europe that crashed in France was probably on SSRIs, what I've dubbed suicide mass murder pills, famously on Piers Morgan. Their main sponsor, I guess, was similar, type SSRIs. Watson said that because, look, he was under mental health screening. He wasn't even supposed to really be flying. but didn't let him know about it. And then here he was, it turns out, New York Times by Sunday admitted, okay, he really was on SSRIs. What a shocker. Dr. Mercola, I mean, from your research, why? I mean, we even forced, as you know, the inserts in the last 10 years to admit it causes an increase in this. This is not deniable. What's going on with these?
Well, it's the strategy that these companies use. It's a, you know, there are many people, tens of billions of people who are legitimately depressed through a whole variety of reasons. One of them is including eating GMO foods. But there's a lot of obviously external variables that cause depression. So there is a need for some solution. But you, Alex, you know what the S in SSRI stands for, right? Alex?
I'm sorry, Dr. McCullough.
The S in SSRI, you know what the S stands for?
No, I don't.
It stands for serotonin.
Oh, of course, yes. Serotonin reuptake inhibitor. Oh, sure, I know what it stands for. Yeah, I thought it was like a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
I thought you were going to say Satan or something. No, of course, it's serotonin reuptake inhibitor. Yeah,
the glyphosate actually selectively kills the bacteria that makes serotonin. 90% of the serotonin is produced in our gut, not in our brain. So why the heck would anyone who's rational choose to take a pill to do this when they can just merely avoid GMO foods and radically increase the amount of serotonin their body's producing to supply this important neurotransmitter, neuroregulator in our body. So there's simple strategies that you don't. I mean,
you eat food, the little bacteria have a meal as well. You then feel calm and happy, kind of get high off of it, but it's the normal, healthy serotonin, not a chemical doing it in your brain artificially.
Yes. And I just want to emphasize one thing, too, because the big part of the book is designed to help instruct people how to improve and encourage the growth of this microbiome. And there's lots of conventional science that now supports this. So it's probably one of the single most important things you can do is avoid the use of sugars in processed foods, which will tend to decimate just like GMO, largely because they're typically contaminated with glyphosate, but avoid the processed foods and other industrial chemicals and always avoid the sugar because it's like trying to stop your car with your foot on the accelerator and the gas pedal at the same time. It's really hard to do. You got to take your foot off the gas in this case being the sugar, which fertilizes the pathogenic disease-causing bacteria, virus, and fungi. So no sugar, and then you can use inoculate your bacterial microbiome with beneficial bacteria like fermented vegetables. And we teach you how to make them in the book. Simple and easy to do. We even have videos instructing people how to do that. And you could, again, go to the health food store and pay $20, $30 a quart for these, or you can make them for yourself for pennies. So, it's you know, it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. You know, there's a lot of arguments that people say, well, it's so expensive to eat organic and you're healthy. Well, not necessarily if you know what you're doing.
Well, plus, you're going to end up having so many health problems. You're going to be so depressed eating bioaccumulated toxins GMO foods carry, because folks don't understand, the GMO foods almost exclusively are meant to go with the pesticides and the glyphosates, so they're the ones that have the chemicals.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, past the debate of what else they're doing.
Brainwashing to believing it's supposed to be a good, better fertility, soil, drought resistance, and improved nutrition, but that is absolute nonsense. 85% of those crops are designed for one and one thing only, which is resistance to that herbicide glyphosate.
Well, I've talked to a lot of police officers and EMTs in Texas, and they say, they told me one case in Houston, they pull up the house, this beautiful trophy wife is up on the roof with a butcher knife cutting herself and, you know, had the kids locked up downstairs, and the cops knew immediately because she had no history of mental illness that they would find serotonin inhibitors in her house. Sure enough, they did. It's every case. They say when they find somebody without a criminal record who's never been in trouble and is an adult and suddenly goes crazy, they're always on these drugs. Always. I mean, it is at almost every mass shooter has been on them. And we were just showing the CNN headline where they were like, it was found in his apartment. Antidepressants found in co-pilot's apartment. So the good news is, used to they try to hide this. Now they have to admit that it is linked to things over and over again. I mean, 10 years ago, if InfoWars.com pointed this out, like we did days before CNN, we would be laughed at. Now people aren't laughing. That shows we've come a long way.
We're making a major difference, and thank you for all your efforts. We're so greatly appreciated.
Oh, no, but I'm just saying we're all having an effect. Listeners need to know the power they have with taking Mercola.com info, InfoWars.com information, your new book, reading it, giving it to friends and family. This is how we're going to change the world.
That's right. And, you know, you mentioned SSRIs, and they are clearly a pernicious drug that it almost every single case there's a better alternative. But another broad class that's even more widely used are these statin drugs to lower cholesterol, which is an insane process.
Let's talk statins, Dr. Mercola, when we come back from this break. Dr. Joseph Mercola, Mercola.com, EffortlessHealing.com is the site all about the new book that I'm going to read. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
How on earth could you have a co-pilot of an aircraft who's on antidepressants? But how could you give pregnant women vaccines? Up until 5-6 years ago, the inserts said, everyone knew, you don't give a pregnant woman vaccines. Now they say, no, give them extra. Remember seeing that headline a couple of years ago, give pregnant women 2 shots for the flu. I was like, why? So there's a doubling down by the system. And with Dr. Mercola, I want to look at some other areas, the statin drugs. I've had medical doctors on like Dr. Blaylock. I've had many others on them. And they say basically it eats your brain. And Dr. Mercola is an alternative medicine guy, but also a medical doctor. I want to get his take on that. I also have heard a lot of claims out there. I know that eating healthy and being natural and all this stuff can help with type 2 diabetes. I know that Ray Kurzweil claims he's reversed his. A lot of people say this. I've heard Huckabee ads And I asked Dr. Wallach this last week when he was on, Huckabee ads claiming they can just totally cure it. I would never say that because, A, I don't know there's proof of that, but I mean, B, the FDA would come after you. But, we certainly hear that. But I want to talk about the real things we know about why is diabetes exploding, and then what can you do? Because there's a lot of evidence I have seen that if you do it early enough, there is a lot you can do to reverse it, but I don't think there's a silver bullet. In fact, before we get to statins, let's hit diabetes first. A, why is it exploding? And from your deep research, which I really trust, what is the truth, the scoop on managing and reversing type 2 diabetes?
Well, I don't know that we can identify one specific variable as responsible for the explosion of diabetes, but there's a number of important factors. And one of them is one that I mentioned earlier, is this massive increase in the use of glyphosate to the tune of 1 billion pounds a year, because it kills the gut bacteria. Gut bacteria responsible for producing tryptophan and making this essential amino acid. So that reduction goes down. Tryptophan is converted to IGF-1 or insulin growth factor 1, which impairs insulin resistance. So there's a direct connection there. Also, this massive another item I mentioned earlier is everyone sitting. We have this epidemic of people sitting 8, 10, 12, 13 hours a day. So that's not beneficial.
So it's the sedentary lifestyle is big.
Sedentary lifestyle. Then processed foods is another huge factor. And the processed foods, of course, a subset of that would be sugar. But processed foods, I mean, the massive amounts of industrial chemicals and processing that goes into food, I mean, that is probably this, in addition to cutting out your sodas, and artificial soda is even worse than diet soda or artificial sweeteners, are this in replacing processed foods with real food, the simple strategy. And you can, in fact, cure diabetes. There is type 2 diabetes, not type 1. Cure diabetes completely. There's no question. I've seen it. I've facilitated that process in so many people. But there's people on your show that in the past have said that you can cure diabetes with a magic supplement. Now, the supplement might be useful, but yes, I don't think any supplement is going to cure a disease. Ultimately, your body produces the disease, and the mistake of using supplements is like it's the same allopathic strategy that traditional conventional medicine uses, and that they have a drug to treat the symptoms. Well, I mean, supplements are better, and they're typically less expensive, less dangerous, but they're not addressing the cause. We have to address the cause if we're going to make these problems disappear. And interestingly, there's this common denominator, this common thread with almost every single chronic degenerative illness, which includes not only diabetes, obesity, elevated cholesterol levels, and cardiovascular disease, stroke, Alzheimer's.
Don't be sedentary. Don't eat GMO. Drink purified water. Get sleep. But then also supplement. You need the supplements as the building blocks, but the healing comes from your body.
Absolutely. And that's what I review in my book, Effortless Healing. I review the strategies and how to do that, how to effortlessly, simply, easily, and cost-effectively integrate them into your life in a master plan. So because it is a challenge. I mean, you could get the information. I mean, we've published tens, probably hundreds of thousands of articles on our site over the last 20 years, but, you know, it's hard to read those, understand them, and integrate into a plan. That's what we've done in this book. It's been 11
I can't wait to read it.
It's been 11 years since my last best time seller, which was the No Grain Diet, which is years ahead of the time. Many copycat books have been out since then. But, you know, the initial strategy is limit your grains, not eliminate them in everyone, because they can be healthy if you don't have insulin resistance. But if you have insulin resistance, as most of us do, then limiting grains and processed foods is a really useful strategy to improve your health. And dramatically.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty significant. It's so exciting because it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be complex. The tools are relatively simple. You just have to understand them and get the information so that you are built up and fortified against the misdirection and the deception and the fraud that is so pervasive in traditional media.
Let's expand on that.
Owned by six companies, and then you tell people about that all the time. So they control the media. And tomorrow I'm interviewing Cheryl Atkinson. I'm sure you remember her. She was CBS investigative reporter and wrote the book Stonewall. And she so cleverly reveals all the frauds and deception in the industry. And she's left it now, thankfully.
It's amazing. Let's expand on some of these chemicals and things. Statins. I mean, I've talked to so many medical doctors, brain surgeons, you name it, like Blaylock and others. They say it literally your brain just rots when you take these. And now they want to put them in the water supply or even make kids take them. Dr. McCullough, what's going on with the statins?
Well, it's based on this flawed premise, the cholesterol hypothesis, which was started by Ansel Keys in the 50s, and literally persisted for more than half a century. And based on that, the pharmaceutical companies were able to develop a strategy that it does indeed effectively lower cholesterol, lowers it very effectively. But does that necessarily mean it's good for you? No. Most of the studies show that it actually, you know, these studies, there's another interesting book that I just finished last week called Doctored Data that gives people the tools to understand how to dissect these studies that are fraudulently presented as evidence of the efficacy of these strategies that are being recommended and prescribed on a regular basis. I don't know if you're aware of this, Alex, but one in four Americans over the age of 40, one in four are taking statin drugs. It's insane. It's 25% of the population. They're giving them out like candy. And in almost none of those cases, very, very rare exception, even then you can make an argument that justifies not using them. They're just not needed because your body, it requires cholesterol. It's a normal part of the process.
Isn't most of your brain made up of cholesterol?
It's made up of fat. The majority of your brain is made up of fat, and cholesterol is a large portion of that. Some of the studies that were used to support the benefit of lowering cholesterol, if you look at them more carefully and tease out the details, you'll find that the people with the highest cholesterol were people who lived the longest.
I know.
Especially with older. So, I mean, they totally distorted that they can.
But I mean, my uncle was in a motorcycle accident and has epilepsy. And, I mean, 20 years ago, they told him, they knew, they said, start eating really fatty diets of these healthy fats. And
healthy
his epilepsy
fats.
Got like 80% better because he just started, he was trying to do a non-fat diet or low-fat diet to be healthy. And then it was like, oh, my God, his epilepsy got a lot better once he started eating fat.
Well, there's a strategy called the ketogenic diet, which, you know, is useful for some diseases like intractable seizures. So when you go on healthy fats, not fried foods and bacon, but healthy fats like avocados, coconut oil, butter, egg yolks, macadamia nuts, almonds, not almonds, but pecans. So these are healthy fats that are low in protein. You know, and the other thing that diabetic person said is that people can eat 24 eggs a day and be healthy to prevent Alzheimer's. Now, you know, I'm a huge fan of eggs. I think they're one of the healthiest foods on the planet. But 24 is a little bit excessive. There's 7 grams of protein in an egg. So you're looking at 150 grams of protein, which is probably more than twice as much protein as people need to eat.
I think 20 is what Schwarzenegger would eat when he was like world champion.
And that's fine. If you're using it for a specific purpose like competitive bodybuilding, you could justify that. But the average person is not doing that. And their protein requirements are far closer to 50 than 150 grams a day. And an excess of anything is good is going to be a problem, including eggs. So they're great. I try to have a dozen or two dozen a week, but certainly not two dozen a day. You know, you've got to keep things in balance and perspective.
Well, I tell you, what about alcohol? What's your view on alcohol?
That's an interesting question. There's so much controversy on it because there's a lot of studies that show, especially red wine, that it's useful to decrease many diseases. Then there's other studies that say that alcohol in any amount is a problem. I think, you know, as long as it's part of a balanced diet, that you're not insulin resistant, you're eating lots of good vegetables, you're exercising, you're sleeping, you're doing a lot of things right, in moderation, it's probably okay.
So you had a couple of glasses of red wine a week, probably good for you. But
I don't know that it is good or good. It isn't good, but what I can be very confident of is if your other lifestyle strategies are healthy, then if it's not beneficial,
sure,
your body can overcome that and compensate for it.
Sure. What do you think of the UT study? It was a big one that came out last year. And it showed that people, that have, I think it was like 2 drinks a day, had a higher IQ. I'm not saying it gave them a higher IQ. They just higher IQ, made more money, and lived longer.
I don't recall the study. And as I said, the studies are so, you have to look at the funding source, how they did it, how they picked their.
I think it was Anheuser-Busch, I'm joking.
It was a correlated study. But, you know, there's a whole social aspect to drinking alcohol. And you know, being social itself in relationships is a strong variable in improving healthy lifespan. So if you're if you're increasing that component with the alcohol, then they overcome that. So there's so many.
Sure. So it's the having fun that might be making you live longer, not the drinking itself.
Yeah, that is certainly a possibility, and I haven't studied it carefully enough to definitively give you an answer on that.
Yeah, there's the University of Texas study. Moderate drinking helps middle-aged and older people live longer.
I can't believe anything from Texas.
Especially me, yeah. No, I mean, obviously it's moderation, but and it probably varies person to person. We certainly know it's better than Prozac. What are some of the things that, I mean, I've always read about studies with St. John's wort is better than Prozac and double-blind studies. I mean, I think I read that on McCullough like 15 years ago. Refresh my memory.
Well, that's an herb that has been shown to be useful in the treatment of some problems of depression, and there are other herbal strategies. But if you rely on that alone, again, it's an allopathic approach. It's not treating the cause. You really need to treat the cause. And so many people nowadays eating 200 pounds of GMO-infested foods that are massively decreasing your body's microbiome to produce this really important amino acid, tryptophan, that gets converted to serotonin, then you're really behind the eight ball. It's really difficult to catch up because 90% of the serotonin that's produced is produced in your gut.
Sure. So it's falling into the same trap as
simple basics, you know, and if you apply those basics, you're going to improve the risk of almost every single chronic degenerative disease and all these weird ones like progressive multifocal leukoencephalopathy and things that you get, you know, there's like six cases in the world. This is a strategy that is done as a foundation to jumpstart and catalyze your body's ability to heal.
All right. Well, Dr. McCullough, I appreciate all your time today. I want to have you back up in the near future. I want to read your book and carry it at InfoWarsStore.com.
Okay, make sure that happens.
You bet. But EverlessHealing.com.
Great job. Really appreciate everything you're doing.
Let me ask you this in closing. I mean, I'm not trying to hype this up and be a cheerleader here because I've been pessimistic, but I'm seeing how big is it to have McDonald's basically going into a death spiral? How big is it to have them capitulating and saying they'll take a bunch of crap out? How big is it to every day Breyers ice cream, you know, major cereal makers, you name it, pulling garbage out while they counterattack and try to bring in regulations on media to shut us up?
I think it's important. And I don't know if you saw, you probably did see it this earlier this week, that they reported that diet sodas are down 6%.
Huge.
6%. I did the numbers on that. If you type in aspartame, our link comes up number 2 in the world. So we've been, you know what that translates to in a loss? I did the numbers. That they've lost $10 billion with a B just from that 6% drop. So we're making a difference. We're absolutely making a difference. People are reading the information. They're applying it. They're understanding it. And, you know, it's great that McDonald's is also in a downward spiral. They're having to capitulate. They're now putting in 2 or 3 years, I believe, they made a commitment to only have chickens that are only fed, that were not given any antibiotics that were human-grade antibiotics. So it's not the best thing, but it's certainly a major step in the right direction.
Sure. Well, I remember hearing you 20 years ago talk about it, another guest. How diet sodas actually make you fat, and now even ABC News, NBC News. We've always known. I mean, Dr. Blaylock would come on my show 20 years ago.
You know how they do it? You may not realize this. They mess up your gut microbiome. That's the
sure.
That's how it works. And it has this incredible dependency on your weight control.
Well, Dr. Blaylock also says, as a brain surgeon looking at it, but it causes an excitotoxin effect, so that
absolutely.
It actually makes you hungrier somehow because of what the aspartame does.
Yeah, it's definitely decided. There's many components to it, but the bottom line, any large study that looks at this will come to one conclusion only. People who drink diet soda are heavier or diet anything.
I always see the fattest people, the self-propelled stomachs, and I feel sorry for them because I've gotten really fat and lost most of it. I see the self-propelled stomachs out there, and they always have a diet soda in their hand, almost always.
Yeah, that's sad. But we're making again, diet soda is reported by this week down 6%. That's a great direction. 6% in 1 year.
That's a nosedive. Well, listen, Dr. McCullough, thank you so much for your time. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate all your help.
Thank you. That guy is a legend, ladies and gentlemen. You talk about having a huge effect. He pioneered exposing the grains, the gluten. I mean, just that guy's changed our world. It's just amazing to have people like that on this show. I'm so honored to have Dr. McCullough on the broadcast, McCullough.com. Get his book. I'm going to get it. In fact, tell Weldon Henson in our bookstore department, I want to get that book. I want to carry that book. I want to push that book. And folks can then buy it from us and support us as well. support yourselves. I'm going to go to break, come back, take calls from Spencer, Dave, Chad, Julio, Todd, and others. I'll try to get to everybody in the two short segments. We'll have one final segment and then the overdrive segment. And I'm going to go talk to Nico. I keep forgetting to ask Nico because I wanted to get him on last week. I know he was busy. How are we doing on getting strategic relocation author Joel Skousen on?
He was traveling. I'm going to get back with him.
Okay, good. I want to just stay on that and nail him down because I want to get his take on what's happening with these military drills and all the rest of it and his take on the Russia situation and more. Thank you, Nico Acosta. Before I expand on that, this headset, just so everybody knows, has a short and is going out. So we'll need to retire it today. Thank you. I just say stuff when I'm live because I'll forget after I go to break, and so I just need to get it out then. That's why you pretty much see behind the scenes here on air. 30% off on DNA Force, the most high-quality nutraceutical we come out with to just clean out your cells, supercharge your body. The Bio-PQQ, the CoQ10, super high levels, organic type. I think they were saying it's the equivalent, like two pills of this is like 50 boxes of blueberries or something. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's redonkulous. The stuff in here that basically is better than vitamin C, that it's the equivalent of like a truckload of vitamin C or something. I mean, it's just insane. It's what the Japanese are all into. InfoWarsLife.com. Last chance to save 30%. That ends today. And then tomorrow morning, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we are selling out of the Winter Sun Vitamin D3 Organic. That'll be sold out for a few weeks. InfoWarsLife.com. Thanks for the support.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
covered a lot of the news today, but there's a lot of it I didn't get to. I mean, whoa. Infowars.com story. Supreme Court affirms ruling that displaying U.S. flag is disruptive. It's politically incorrect. And basically says that if you're wearing an American flag, they can basically ban it because it's disruptive to the illegal aliens. So there you go. Only in America. That's up on Infowars.com. This is the divide and conquer. That's the tolerance. Saudis committing war crimes in Yemen is war on. The Shia continues. Supreme Court affirms ruling, again, what I just mentioned. Judge bans Constitution in Ohio. Laughs when defendant cites First Amendment and freedom of speech case. Just amazing how far we've fallen. Infowars.com. But the good news is the word is getting out. People are starting to listen. The worm is starting to turn. All right, who's been holding the longest here? Chad in Washington. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Your last guest, what he had to say was great and all. I guess the only thing I'd want to add to that is we can all do our best to stay away from GMO and all the processed foods, but we can't stay away from all the geoengineering and spraying the particles in the sky. And I just want to know where you think they're really going with that.
Well, there's a bunch of different secret programs to change the atmosphere, to manipulate populations. They admit the programs are going on. It's just that they won't release the specifics. That's what I mean. We're living in a Twilight Zone episode. They put chemicals in the water to manipulate our brains and write books admitting it. I don't know where it's all going. I mean, I know that NASA reports the Earth was 20% darker 15 years ago. Now they say it's 30% darker. I mean, this is advanced. I mean, and notice it doesn't matter who's in office globally, just the same policies move forward. It is a long-term strategic plan that's done incrementally. God bless you, Chad. Julio in Wyoming, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, top of the morning or top of the afternoon, Alex, you know, it's been interesting living out in Wyoming since June of last summer, since I moved from Chicago. And a lot of people joke, the locals I've spoken to, I'm about 3 hours from Yellowstone, which is kind of a short drive in Wyoming terms. People joke about the large influx of Russian immigrants that live in and around Teton County, which is where Yellowstone National Park and the Grand Tetons are located. I've been doing some research. I'm actually getting set to move to Cheyenne, the state capital, where Warren Air Force Base is. And during this last hour, I was doing some research. I came across a couple interesting things. One recently, a few moments ago, it was a report of an investigation conducting Major General Michael Carey, his name. It was a report done in October 2013, and it gets into how this Major General, he was a commander of the 20th Air Force Base at Warren Air Force Base in Cheyenne.
Okay, what's he saying? Because we're almost out of time.
Yeah, basically, he kind of went covert and was speaking to the Russians about Yellowstone National Park. I'm getting ready to read through this, but you know, it's quite fascinating. I'll put it to you this way. If the Russians wouldn't say this about attacking Yellowstone if things weren't getting really serious behind the scenes, stuff that even corporate media won't even discuss. That's just my take, really. The Russians wouldn't say this if things weren't to a pressure point. The globalists are really putting us right in the edge of the cliff here, Alex.
Well, Julio is a reporter in his own right, working in radio. He's been a caller for years, even filed some reports for us. Write a report up for us specifically on what the general said and what's going on. But, yeah, just joined us. The article's on Infowars.com. They have Russian analysts who has the ear of Putin saying, you know, launch sleeper cells with nukes to detonate them on the San Andreas Fault and the supervolcano to take the U.S. out before they take Russia out. And it's just dangerous escalation in the situation. But it doesn't matter because the globalists are invincible. That's at least what they think. Of course, they're not. We're going to go to break and come back in 70 seconds for internet listeners and Infowars.com/show. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. God bless you all.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Waging war on...